And at the kitchen sink. You turn on the...
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but what we call it in now? Call it, I don't know. Kevin, what we call a thing at the kitchen sink? I don't see how we should call it a hydrant, but I guess we do.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like it. You know, it look like I call that a hydrant there, and then the one outside a hydrant.
Uh-huh.
But maybe that's, yeah, like I said, I don't, you know, it's, I guess it's possible for me not to remember what I call it, because things like that you just take for granted, yeah. And you just go on and...
Just don't refer to it that much.
No, you know, that's what it is.
Say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with the...
Whip, if you had one. Not, you'd hit them with a whip or take the line and hit him, you know.
And nowadays, if you went to the store and bought some fruit or something, the grocer would put it in a...
Bag.
Made out of...
Oh, paper?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about the bag or sack that feed used to come in? Do you remember what that had?
Yeah, we had croaker sacks, you know.
Any other name for that?
Yeah, we call it, let me see what we call it. What is it? Gee whiz, coffee bags or...
Mm-hmm.
Call it,
Do you ever hear gunny or toe sack?
Yeah. Well, yeah, gunny sacks. And,
uh-huh.
But I've heard the word toe sack, but I think it's much older than my area, you know. I think mm-hmm. they got away from that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually refer to them as croaker sacks or a grass sack,
mm-hmm.
you know.
What about...
Or regardless, depending mm-hmm. on the use of it,
mm-hmm.
it was the same kind of sack. Maybe, but whatever it was used for, that's what name it took.
Mm-hmm.
It was cotton sack, it was cotton.
Uh-huh.
Potato sack, potatoes, you know?
Uh-huh.
And therefore, regards to the material of it,
uh-huh.
it took a different name for its use, you know?
Uh-huh. Used to, mm-hmm. if you'd open up a bottle and wanted to shut it up, you'd stick in a...
Stopper.
Made out of...
Cork.
And this is something that... People would play, you blow on it like this.
What, a harp, okay. harmonica, a harp.
Uh-huh. What about this one?
Juice harp. Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to chop a log or saw a log, an X-shaped frame you could set it in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's we made those things for cutting our wood. You know, we had one all the time. I don't know what we call them things, wood rack or what we call them.
Mm-hmm. What about an A-frame thing? You need two of these and you'd lay a lot board across it to saw it. Carpenters use them a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what
most saw horses,
mm-hmm.
saw horses or stuff like that. But the A-frame has really become popular lately, you know? I don't recall people referring to A-frames until recently, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was used, but not popularly used, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it was long, you know, recently before I, you know, knew what the A-frame was.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had been using it all the time,
mm-hmm.
so I would say that people weren't really calling it
mm-hmm.
by the name, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what you call a sawhorse.
Well, A-frame.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's an A. You know, it's yeah. It's uh-huh. yeah.